Today is a momentous day in the House impeachment inquiry as the full House votes today on a resolution to move the impeachment probe against President Trump into a new public phase. It could eventually clear the way for articles of impeachment against the president and later a Senate trial of Mr. Trump. For a look at today's move and what's ahead, we're joined now by Harvard Law professor, constitutional law expert Lawrence Tribe. Tribe is the author of the book titled "To End a Presidency, The Power of Impeachment." Larry Tribe, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. My pleasure, Bob.
Let me start this way. Republicans, as we know, have blasted House Democrats for holding off until now on a vote on the impeachment inquiry, saying the move cast doubt on the legitimacy of the inquiry. Take this on. Has the president been afforded due process to this point?
He has been afforded due process and more. He's certainly been treated as well as anyone who's ever been in this very unusual position of that of a president who is subject to an impeachment inquiry. There's simply nothing to all of their process complaints. This has been, they've taken part in these closed hearings. The hearings are about to be open to the public, and I've sort of checked very carefully to make sure that all of the rights that Richard Nixon and William Clinton were accorded are certainly accorded to Donald Trump. So there's nothing to the process complaints, but clearly they have no answer on the substance, and so they're complaining about the process.
The resolution up for the House vote today sets the rules for the impeachment inquiry moving forward. It's expected to pass largely along party lines. As I understand it, you've been in touch with House committees on the topic of impeachment. What can you tell us about your advice to committee members about how to proceed with their investigations from this point on?
Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you anything about the advice I've given. It's all confidential, but I can tell you I'm entirely pleased with the way that Nancy Pelosi has proceeded. She waited perhaps even longer than I thought was necessary before affirmatively authorizing the committees to start an impeachment inquiry. And now she's clearly proceeded in a way that has produced not just a smoking gun, but smoking missiles that should have been delivered to Ukraine, but were withheld for the president's personal benefit. And now the stage is set for fully informing the public of how this president has abused his power, betrayed his oath, and corrupted the forthcoming 2020 election.
You've been calling for President Trump's impeachment for more than 2 years, citing what you described as constitutional violations relating to his dealings with Russia. What's the most damning testimony you've heard so far from the little we've gotten about what's been said behind closed doors in the impeachment inquiry?
What is, in my view, the most damning testimony in some ways is the testimony of the president himself. When he says, just look at the readout of what I said, it's very clear from that readout of his comment to President Zelensky in late July that he was basically shaking down a friendly and vulnerable government, which was defending itself against our adversary Russia and withholding $400 million of needed military aid on condition that they provide him help against Joe Biden. But in terms of the corroborative testimony, I think Admiral William Taylor and Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman, I think what they have said explosively shows that it wasn't just a phone call, but that it was really a kind of Potemkin State Department privately run inside the State Department by guys like Giuliani and thugs that work with him, essentially to replace the professionals who were conducting American foreign policy with people who would do it solely for the president's personal benefit and for his reelection. The attempt by various Republicans to say, well, that's not very nice, but it's not impeachable, really begs the question, what would be impeachable? I mean, this meets all of the criteria that the framers had in mind when they designed the impeachment power. It was really designed centrally for presidents who used the presidency not to advance the interests of the nation, but to advance their own interests.
Given all that, Professor Tribe, if you were one of the president's lawyers, how would you go about framing his defense?
Oh, my gosh. Well, he would be the worst client I could imagine having. He doesn't take the advice of his lawyers, and so I would resign.
But what do you think his lawyers should focus on?
Well, it's clear to me that focusing on process is not going to get them very far, because the process the president is being provided couldn't possibly be fairer or fuller. I suppose they might complain about the discretion that the rules give Chairman Nadler to limit the president's defense unless he is more forthcoming with all of the evidence that has been sought by subpoena and otherwise to advance the inquiry. But I think that provision, the discretionary power of the chairman, is entirely fair, although I suppose that's one of the things that they might focus on, and they surely will. I think I would also try to argue that even if my client had abused his power, had betrayed his trust, had corrupted the forthcoming election, we at least are close enough to that election that there's no reason to remove him. Although in making that argument, I would constantly think to myself, this isn't very persuasive. If the election itself is what he's corrupting, how can I ask people to wait for that election? You can see I'm having a hard time formulating what his lawyers ought to say. I don't think there is a good defense. I mean, sometimes people are just so guilty that there's nothing much to be said in their defense.
Assuming the House resolution passes today and the investigations into the president's conduct continue, how do you expect House Democrats to frame their impeachment articles? What should they focus on and why?
Well, I think they will be tempted to throw the kitchen sink at him. But in the end, I think I would recognize that a simpler story is by far more effective. There will be time to investigate everything else after a basic impeachment article is voted, and that article should focus on abuse of power through shaking down the Ukraine for his own benefit and then trying to cover it up.
Lawrence Tribe, professor and constitutional law expert at Harvard Law, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.